Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Have you been seriously injured? Mama Justice is here for you. Our medical team partners with top-notch doctors, surgeons, therapists, and urologists, ensuring a comprehensive recovery journey. If you've been injured, call Mama Justice today. We're here for you.
I'm Steve Azar, and I'm on the other side of the microphone, meaning I'm asking the questions this time, and oh, have mercy for the airwaves. I spent 20 years in Music City, wrote and made some hits, traveled the world, and then moved my family back to the birthplace of American music and where the magnolia trees prosper. And now every time I put my feet on Mississippi soil, when I'm off the road, well, I'm at peace. On this show, it's all about hearing the stories straight from the mouths of the friends I've made along the way, their journey to success. Heck, there might be someone on, I don't even know, but you know how us Mississippi types are. We tend to take well to new company. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them. I'm Steve Azar.
It's just like that muddy river, moving slow. Ain't no worries, it's how life goes, baby. In a Mississippi Minute.
Hey folks, welcome to In a Mississippi Minute. I am Steve Azar. Don't forget, here I come again. Before we get started, so many glorious things to do right here in Mississippi. Go to visitmississippi.org to find out what I'm talking about. The weekend is upon us. Man, we're talking today to someone not only me, myself and I, but the entire music industry is respected, admired, and sometimes shrugged and searched our very souls, going, how does this man keep the hits coming? Incredible. A Mississippi Minute needs to be a Mississippi Year in this case to even scrape the surface on his talented and most prolific career. So when I talk about hits, I'm not talking about, oh, it sort of got into the 30s or the 20s. I'm talking about big smashes. And last I checked, he had over 60 big smashes, and I know that number's low. For artists such as Montgomery Gentry, Tim McGraw, Faith Hill, Leanne Rimes, Rascal Flatts, Billy Ray Cyrus, Keith Urban, pretty much anybody and everybody that you've been a fan of and you've seen in concert, there's a good chance you know, love, and admire his songs as well. The next time I'll see today's guest, which is a big hallelujah, always a blessing, will be in Palm Coast, Florida, a heavenly community just outside of Jacksonville, where our pal Gary Luby puts on this festival called the Palm Coast Songwriters Festival. Makes a lot of sense. It happens there. The dates are April 29 and May 1. It's the first time I've seen him in a long time was at this festival last year. Just sort of getting back in the swing of things in the midst of all this COVID. So it was good to see our old friends together. So let's get to it right now. Music City's absolute one of its most prolific and successful hit makers in history. A gracious and good man, most importantly, Jeffrey Steele. Hey, Jeff.
Wow, that's the. I feel like I'm under pressure now with that intro.
Well, I think you handle pressure pretty well. I've seen it. It's just really wonderful to catch up with you. It was so great.
You too, brother.
Last year, I walked up at the Palm Coast Songwriters Festival, and we were at the Caddyshack doing Bill Murray's event before. And I walked. The first thing I saw was at the end of the night. I got there a little later, and you and my brother Anthony Smith were doing your magical duo that you guys on stage. There's such a camaraderie with both of you. Let's go back to that first. I mean, he's a brother of both of ours. We love him so much for everything that he stands for. First of all, how did you guys start to write together? And when did the magic start happening? And how often do you guys do the duo?
Well, I got to tell you, Anthony was such a catalyst for me. When I was back in the 90s, you know, when I was in Nashville in the late 90s, and you know that everybody was wearing a cowboy hat. It was a certain way the business was going, obviously. So anyway, I was from Los Angeles by way of Bakersfield. I got to Nashville, and I had this crazy idea that I was going to write these crazy songs that were country as they could be, but they were going to have rock and roll all over them. And that was kind of my style when I was playing in the clubs and the bars, and people seemed to love it, you know. And so when I got to Nashville, they were just throwing wrenches at me and just, you know, telling me, no, this is not how it goes. This is not how it goes. So I was getting a lot of rejection, And you know, it's that thing, you know, Steve, when you either keep going or you stop and you go the other way. And I said, you know what? I think people like these songs when I'm playing in the clubs. I'm just going to keep walking towards the fire. And I did, you know, and then one day I was, you're looking for guys. You're looking for guys you could hang out with and share, you know, commiserate and create and all that stuff because, you know, you're getting so much rejection. And I heard this song called Metropolis by Anthony. The next day I went and wrote a song. I was so inspired by it. I wrote this song called All I'm Thinking About Is You, which is a big part of my show, but it was a big hit for Billy Ray Cyrus, like 25 years ago. But that's what he did to me. He let me know it was okay. You know what I mean? Like, it's okay to do what we're doing.
Right.
We can do anything we want. We're creators. We're making stuff up. It's our imaginations. We can do anything we want. And he reminded me in a sea of rejection. And then, a month later, we wrote a song called Chrome for Trace Atkins.
Yeah.
And we also wrote a song called I'm Trying for Trace Atkins.
Which is one of the greatest songs. Well, I'm going to say this. I'm Trying I'm sorry about that. I got to interrupt you real quick. Two things. Is Trace Atkins' greatest song. Because I can remember where in Nashville I was when I first heard it, right? And also, I know when I sat down, Anthony and I were on the same label at the same time. I started to have a hit, and it was me and him and James Otto, and we were in L.A. We met, you know, they put you together to try to get you to hate each other, right? And that was not going to be the case, right? The record label, that wasn't going to be the case. When the first thing he did was play I'm Leaving Metropolis, and I looked at him, and I went, I just wanted to hug him. You know, yeah. So I get that. So anyway, I'm interrupting you, but I had to just share that because I get that. When I first heard that and saw him, I saw his soul, man. It was just beautiful.
No, don't worry about interrupting. I mean, I love hearing those stories too because that just reaffirms it all. Like when I played that song, I remember Chris Wallen was with us too. He's just an amazing Chris. Songwriter, yeah. An amazing guy, and That was the first time that we all wrote a song together, and we had written a song that day. You know how the publishing company will, just like we were talking about, they'll say, hey, we need you to write a song for Lori Morgan and Sammy Kershaw. They're going to cut it tomorrow. Doesn't matter what it is, just write it. And so we spent about 6-7 hours writing this just piece of, you know what I'm saying? It was just the worst song ever. It was fake. It was made up about nothing. It just didn't mean anything. It had no value to it whatsoever. But we were going to get it cut, right? And we're songwriters. And so about 7 o'clock that night, we finished up, and everybody was going to go to dinner. And I said, "Hey, I've got this other idea." And everybody kind of looked at me like, "Oh my God, Steele, really? It's like 7 o'clock. Let's go get some food." You know, it's really cool though. I just don't know where to go to it, and I'm not going to be able to write this song with anybody else. And I was looking so far. It was my first time writing with Anthony and Chris. And I said, man, I don't want to leave today and not have tried to get something that's, you know, real. And that's us. And Anthony goes, well, what is it, man? Play. I said, well, I just got this little chorus idea. And it was just really, you know, it's really weird. Like, it's a D to a G minor. It's not typical country chorus.
Right.
It almost sounds like Strawberry Fields by the Beatles. And then I started singing the I'm Trying thing. Yeah. All I can do is all I can do. And they're just looking at me, right? And so I had the first line of the song. I just kind of sang the first line. This getting up early, pulling double shift, going to make an old man of me long before I ever get rich, but I'm trying.
Yeah.
And then Chris Wallen just says, it's been 2 years since we finalized, still ain't used to putting X in front of Y.
Woo.
And I just looked at Chris, and I looked at Anthony, and we were there for about 4 more hours.
Dinner can wait.
And we wrote that song.
Dinner can wait. Yeah,
and everybody told us, I don't mean to drag on the story.
No,
forever,
do
but
it.
Everybody told us, you guys, this is like, it's like a 70s rock song with a country lyric. And we're like, yeah, that's what it is. You know?
Chris Wallen, you know Chris, you know, when he was struggling, he was getting 50 hamburgers at a time at McDonald's for the week and freezing them. You do know that.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. So, anyways, I know the whole thing. And then when he got his publishing deal, he went and got 100 that week. Because I said, okay. It's the greatest story. I love Chris Wallace. I'm Steve Azar. Visit Mississippi.org. Please check it out. Please check it out and trust me. On this hallowed ground, man, we call Mississippi so many incredible things. Oh, yeah. I'm with Jeffrey Steele, speaking of incredible, one of Nashville, Music City, Music Business, greatest hit songwriters. What a soul, what a heart. We'll be right back. You're in Mississippi Minute. I'm Steve Azar. Our town. Folks, I'm Steve Azar, and this is pretty cool. The Interactive Teller Machine, or ITM, is Guaranty Bank's latest and greatest way to serve us customers more effectively and conveniently. ITMs provide personal face-to-face interaction with a live bank teller without having to leave the comfort and safety of your car. You can conduct almost any transaction as you would inside, including deposits, withdrawals, check cashing, account transfers, and even loan payment. Give the new ITM system at Guaranty Bank a try. And as always, thank you for trusting Guaranty Bank with all your banking need. For more information, go to gbtonline.com. Guaranty Bank, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Mark Shapley of M.M. Shapley Steakhouse. This past year, we were fortunate to see many new faces and reacquaint with old friends, and I believe I know why. Being from the Mississippi Delta, we learned how to entertain while creating a comfortable home environment, and that's M.M. Shapley's specialty. M.M. Shapley's is your place for award-winning steaks and homemade tamales. M.M. Shapley's, real, authentic, welcoming, fine dining. For reservations, visit mmshapleys.com or call 601-957-8000.
At Clinton Body Shop, we really do take pride in perfection. And that's why we've been awarded the ICAR Gold Certification for our 30th year straight. Only 11 shops worldwide have accomplished this. This remarkable achievement can only happen with continuous training from ICAR and the manufacturers of the vehicles you drive. In fact, we're trained and certified by more automakers than any shop in the market. At a time when insurers are pushing more than ever for discounted and shortcut repairs that save them money, why not insist on Clinton Body Shop, where you get an OEM certified repair using certified parts? If an insurer tries to steer you somewhere else, tell them you want the shop that's certified by the manufacturer of the car you drive. We're located in Clinton and Richland, or online at clintonbodyshop.com.
Tune in this Saturday morning from 8 till 10 for Weekend Gardening, where Garden Mama Nellie Neal will tackle all your gardening questions. Weekend Gardening, brought to you in part by The Tractor Store, your local Mahindra dealer. The Tractor Store, Highway 49 South in Richland.
Lee Temple, customer, Clark's Construction.
We had a complete bathroom renovation, all the way from the tile floor to countertops and everything that goes with a bathroom. We checked with other folks to see how they had worked with Jerry, and we always got some good reviews. Never did get one that was not good. And, you know, the trust issue was not an issue with Jerry. So I'd say he's a five-star.
For a construction company you can trust, call Clark's Construction at 601-214-9463.
Sleep. Worrying about low CD rates? Do I have enough money to retire? Is my principal safe? IRAs. Don't worry, I can help. And you can sleep better too. Call David Cox, direct, 601-594-8977. 601-594-8977 now.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
I hope the days come easy and the moments pass slow, and each road leads you where you want to go.
Steve Azar here. Hey, folks, getting ready for the weekend. We're almost there. Go to visitmississippi.org to find out your next destination with your kids. Go check out the Civil Rights Museum this weekend. It'll blow your mind in Jackson. And so many wonderful restaurants there as well. You have a great night. Spend the night. Helps our economy. I'm with Jeffrey Steele. Speaking of helping the economy, he's helped the economy when it came to the music business. That's for sure, with all the hits. So many. Everybody. It would be a list that you would have to leave a name off, maybe, but not add a name. I don't even know what I'm saying. I just know he's one of the greatest songwriters we've ever seen or heard, and it's great to have him on the show today. For you, who's it been?
Yeah.
Who's it been that you've really co-written with that sort of walks that medium that is so relaxing and comfortable, and it always works?
Gosh, I've had a few. Been blessed with. I'm just thinking here for a minute. I mean, I gotta say, I met Craig Wiseman back in the day. We were both just musicians trying to be songwriters.
Yeah, Mississippi man.
Back in the 90s. And basically, Tony Mullins was another one. We just kind of, for me, it was like people that wanted to go somewhere. They wanted to go somewhere else. And it wasn't trying to defy, you know, the structure of country music. It was trying to go to the next place. It was trying to see where we could take the form and where we could stretch it. And so I'd meet guys like Tony Mullins, and he'd want to do anything. He'd go anywhere. You know, we'd be talking about Frank Zappa, and then we'd be talking about Merle Haggard in the same sentence, you know?
Right.
And then Craig was just one of those guys that every time I got around him, he just made me, he made me want to be better and made me want to go for it.
Yeah.
And he instinctively knew where to take it. He knew where to take it.
Did you ever get intimidated at all by like a Craig? I mean, have you ever gone there? Because when I first came to town, and it was Roger Murr, and I went to write for Roger in my second stint as publishing, and he was intimidating to me because he started telling me stories about, oh, I wrote the whole autobiography with Waylon Jennings, but he was very helpful. Yeah. But it was like I was in there sort of going like, what am I saying? You know what I mean? Because did you ever go through that? And then I want you to back up and take me to the Boy Howdy days, because the first time I heard your voice, I said, who in the heck is that? And then when you did, I have a documentary called Something in the Water that I made when I moved back home with David Briggs, and I wrote this record, and David came down, and then four BB's guys and two of Little Milton's, and we made it at Club Ebony. And I remember you having the song Something in the Water, which was fantastic, because I said, that's my guy right there.
Thanks, man.
So take me back, first of all, because you've got one of the greatest voices Nashville's ever had. You absolutely do. Your range is ridiculous. So take me back to the California kid growing up. When did music get you?
I was the youngest of five kids, so there was a lot of music in my house. And my dad and mom both, my dad wanted to be a songwriter. My mom was a beautiful singer, had a beautiful voice. She never sang in public. I grew up around so much music, I can't even begin to tell you what an effect it had on me as a in the future as a writer, you know what I mean? But at that time, it was just, I loved it. I loved the way it sounded. I tried to figure out what it was all, you know, what all the little sounds were, what the words were. When I was a kid, I was so into it. I would sit in my garage. We had this old piano. I'd sit out there and play it for 6 hours at a time. And my mom was worried about me. She's like, son, you need to go play with your friends, you know? But I really liked playing the piano, you know, she worried about me. So that, my beginning days were just surrounded by all kinds of music. And then as I became a kid, it was the mid-70s in L.A. So I was living in Hollywood in the mid-70s, if you can imagine that. So I was going to see, my God, the Eagles. I was going to see Queen. I was going to see, you name it. Yes, Kansas.
Yeah,
I would see Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings. My dad would take me to the Palomino Talent Night, which was the only nightclub in North Hollywood where you could see a country act. I saw Willie there. Imagine, I saw Willie there in the early 70s.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And of course, I don't remember it well. I just remember seeing him.
Right.
But I was such a young kid at the time. But So I had this crazy musical upbringing.
Sure.
You know, I used to be in the house band at the Palomino, which was the world famous honky tonk in L.A. You know, and on any given night, Rodney Crowell would come in, and one night he came in with Eddie Van Halen and Steve Lukather and Jay Graydon, who played on all the Steely Dan records, and Mick Fleetwood was playing drums. So I was around all this crazy, amazing music. And then, by the mid-80s, Dwight Yoakam came to L.A. And so I made this conscious decision, you know, at that time in Los Angeles, the hair metal bands were coming in. You know, the Poisons and the Cinderellas and sure. the Guns yes, N' Roses. All those bands were starting to...
Bon Jovi, all of them were rolling in. Right.
Yeah, they're starting to make their way into L.A., and I was not into it. I was moving away. I was getting into Merle Haggard, and I was getting into Willie Nelson. At that time, it was like probably the worst time you would think, but that's the period when Dwight was there, and so I went out and saw Dwight, and people were freaking out in Los Angeles over Dwight Yoakam.
Yeah. Hey, can I stop you for a second? I got to ask you something real quick.
Yes.
What was your life like back then as far as career-wise? What were you doing during this period?
I was playing every nightclub I could play and every pickup band I could play, learning every song I could learn. I learned every song in every genre.
Okay.
And then I was doing a lot of session work, too. I was really the only country singer you could hire out there for a long time, so I had a pretty good thing going. You know, I had a little racket going as a singer. And, you know, I had four kids. I got married really young and had four kids. And so I had to get diaper money. And but I started to find myself more in Bakersfield than in Hollywood. And there opened the door. I met these guys at a gig, these three guys, and they're in a group called Boy Howdy. And they're looking for a new bass player.
A bass player?
I said, okay.
Did you even play bass?
I was the bass player in the band. Yeah, I was a singer in the bass.
But were you a bass player? Or did you just say, yeah, I can do
it? Yeah, I was. guitar player who decided to learn how to play bass, and I became a pretty good bass player.
I love it.
That was my instrument, yeah.
Okay, I got you, okay.
So I joined Boy Howdy. We start playing a bunch of just like gigs around L.A. In about 6 months, we become the hottest club band in L.A., and there's lines around the block to come and see us. And it was an amazing band. It was two of the greatest guitar players I've still ever heard in my life. And
wow.
Larry and Kerry Park, they're brothers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're just amazing. It was a whole other level of musicianship. You know, my dad would always say, you know, make yourself the worst guy in the group. And so I would go out of my way to look for the best guys, you know. So anyway, I wrote this song. It was during the first Gulf. Remember the Gulf War, the first one in 1991?
Sure. Yeah, I had a lot of friends serve over there. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, and,
Kuwait, yeah.
I was watching it on the news one, you know, when it all started to unfold, and I just started writing this song. I rewrote the title, When Johnny Comes Marching Home Again, but I wrote a different lyric, and I wrote this like John Cougar style kind of country rock song.
Mm-hmm.
And called When Johnny Comes Marching Home Again. It was kind of like an anthem of how Americans are going to celebrate these guys for what they're doing.
Yeah.
And in L.A., it blew up on the rock station and the country station at the same time.
Wow.
The next thing I know, Boy Howdy's playing this show. And you could not get another body in the room. There was a line down the street to get in to hear this song. And Dick Whitehouse was there from Curb Records, and I actually literally met him in the bathroom taking a pee, and he asked me if I wanted a record deal.
Hey, do you know I met Mike Curb doing the same thing, but he didn't offer me a record deal. I swear to God. That's the funniest thing. I love it. That's incredible. Wow. Okay, so...
He looked over at me and said, hey, you want a record deal?
Do you think that him and when they have staff meetings, they're always going like, go to the bathrooms. Go to the bathrooms. That's where all the good ones will be. Right
they
there at the urinal.
Do. They're probably like... There's a lot of
common ground. You know, I'm the fourth of five children, but there was nobody that could sing in my nobody, sometimes including me. And But I was, my dad had the first illegal liquor store in Mississippi, so Eugene Powell was hanging out back there when I was 10 and I got hooked. So my version's different, but we had five kids running around. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to go into, and you get to play DJ. We are the birthplace of American music in Mississippi.
That's right.
You know all about Craig Wiseman. We're about to give him a country trail marker that he so well deserves. So into the break, wow. Would you like to hear Albert King or Marty Stewart, our brother Marty?
Now, I have written with Marty, and he's a good friend of mine. And I love him to death, and he just got elected into the CMA Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I'm gonna go with Albert King.
He'll forgive you. He'll forgive you. Go to visitmississippi.org. We are with the great Jeffrey Still. Jeffrey Still. Jeffrey Still. What a guy! Can't wait to see him in the Palm Coast Songwriters Festival very soon. I'm gonna give him a big old hug.
So
as you can tell,
to you, man.
We're not going nowhere. Don't you go anywhere. Keep drinking coffee. We'll be right back. You're in the Mississippi.
I'm gonna go make another one right now.
From the SeabrookPaint.com Weather Center, I'm Bob Sullender. For all your paint and coating needs, go to SeabrookPaint.com. Today, mostly sunny skies and cold, high only to 39. Tonight, partly cloudy and chilly, low around 21. Your Saturday, sunny skies, high near 45. And for your Sunday, sunny conditions, high near 51. This weather brought to you by No Drip Roofing and Construction. With rain coming, let us show you what the No Drip difference is all about. No Drip Roofing and Construction, online at NoDripMS.com.
Trust Care Kids in Madison now offers the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine for children ages 5 to 11. Every Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., just walk in or schedule an appointment at TrustCareKids.com. Our expert team of pediatric specialists will have you in and out in a jiffy. It couldn't be any easier. Trust Care has led the way in COVID testing and vaccinations. Let us be the provider you trust to keep your entire family safe. That's TrustCareKids.com. Trust Care Health. Feel better, faster.
This is Beth with the range by Jimmy Primos here in Gluckstadt. My dad Jimmy is off hunting again, so I decided to start 2022 by extending the 20% discount on our annual memberships and 15 to 20% off on our firearm classes, including our firearm simulator that is great for friends and family wanting to try their skills at real-life home defense scenarios or good old firearm competition. Come see us soon.
Are you having sewer and drain problems? Call the experts, Roto-Rooter. Since 1934, Roto-Rooter Plumbing has been fixing small home disasters. Mention this ad for $25 off any service. Call Roto-Rooter, 601-353-3333. That's 601-353-3333.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And a winkle troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
We expect our information in real time. US Med carries continuous glucose monitors, which provide real-time readings of blood glucose levels. US Med is an approved provider for Medicare and over 500 private insurers. So call 800-730-8405 today for a free insurance and Medicare benefits check. As easy as, that's 800-730-8405.
I'm Kelly Bennett, and you're listening to Supertalk Mississippi News. Mississippi Power and Entergy customers will see their bills go up next month. Southern District Public Service Commissioner Dane Maxwell says last year's ice storm, an unprecedented year in the Gulf, and the increase in natural gas prices is to blame.
We worked with them for
a long period of time to adjust those as best we could to salvage an increased hike such as that on for the ratepayers. But at the end, they're allowed to recover it, and we have to give it to them, and we did that.
That means Entergy customers will see an increase of close to $8 starting next month. Mississippi Power customers will see their bills go up by about $4. Walmart plans to build a fulfillment center in Olive Branch to support their supply chain network and e-commerce business. The new facility will create 250 new full-time jobs for the region. It's set to open in spring of 2022. I'm Kelly Bennett.
Gallo here. Look, we all know this. Increasing your ACT score could save you thousands of dollars in college tuition. The Jumpstart Test Prep Online Review has helped thousands of students improve their scores, and they can help you too. JumpstartTestPrep.com reviews all the must-know contents and provides the tips, the strategies, and timed practices you need. Purchase the entire review or just the subjects you need the most help with at JumpstartTestPrep.com. Use promo code JUMP, J-U-M-P, at the checkout to save 30% on your purchase. JumpstartTestPrep.com.
Hey, it's Richard Cross from Sports Talk Mississippi. All summer and fall, you've heard our Food Fridays presented by our friends at Polk's Meat. With the temps starting to fall, maybe you're slowing down on grilling, but that's no reason to slow down on the delicious meats from Polk's. Whether it's ham or smoked sausage, whether it's gumbo, jambalaya, or a big breakfast spread, make sure it's Polk's. Why? You know why. Because picky people pick Polk's.
Mississippi News doesn't sleep, and neither do we. At supertalk.fm, you get news from all over the state. From stories to keep you safe, to legislation that could affect your bank account, to weather reports to help you better plan your weekend. Plus, find in-depth interviews with the newsmakers in the Supertalk podcast archives. And everything Mississippi sports. Your Mississippi News. All the time, on air and online. At supertalk.fm.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
I don't know why I act the way I do. Like I ain't got a single thing to lose.
As we roll down a Mississippi Minute, I've got one of my favorite just people in general, as you can tell. Not only this incredible, passionate, compassionate, talented man. Just everybody, he makes everybody feel good about him. He also looks like he could still play defensive back for the Niners. Or maybe the Titans. I don't know yet. Depends. He looks that good. He's in great shape. And I'm going to ask him when he was growing up playing piano in his garage. Don't forget, folks, visit Mississippi.org is your trick. It's your ticket. Check it out this weekend. That's not an afterthought. I mean that. Jeffrey Steele is my guest today. Pretty much every song that's ever been written in the last 25 years on country radio or even Americana, wherever, his name's probably on it. But Jeffrey's in his place in Florida. He's making coffee. I do want to talk about something that's, if you don't mind, that's extremely personal, and you and Stephanie, and it's hard to talk about because I know, but you do have an event every year in Franklin, Tennessee, and it's coming up. And I want to ask people how to get involved. You guys suffered the most tragic experience a parent can ever go through with your son, Alex.
Yeah.
And you pay tribute to him, and you have a memorial event every year in Franklin. Can you at least take me through how people can get involved and how long have you been doing it? I just think that's – we got to take a minute for that because I know that's the most important thing in you and Stephanie's life.
Yeah, absolutely. It'll be 15 years on January 28th, so it's coming up, the anniversary. It's the classic story about how, if you know, no parent ever wants to go through something like this, and you really don't, and it never goes away. You lose a child, and it never goes away. You know, and the reason why we're down here in Florida, we this is where we used to spend our summers with the family when they were all little kids, you know, and so this is a real special place for us to just kind of, you know, kind of relive it a little bit, and just, it just feels good down here, you know, like we feel the spirit down here a little bit. And anyway, so we didn't know what to do. I was going out of my mind, Steve, honestly. I was getting, I'm not going to say I was suicidal, but I was in a pretty bad place. I was just in such a bad place. And I just talked to God over and over and over, and just tried to get my life right, you know, and wanted to do the right thing to honor him. And we just said, well, the thought was just like, well, just do what he loved. He loved to skateboard and he loved to make movies. And he loved to make music, you know, and he's a great little singer. And so we started this little charity where it's a skateboard scholarship program where these kids come in that, you know, they might be inner city kids that don't have anywhere to go after school. They might not have a parent at the house. They just might be in trouble. They're on the verge, you know.
Brilliant.
They're on the verge of,
yeah,
of trouble. And they get to come in and they get a skateboard. They get a skateboard deck and they get the skateboard for free all they want. But they have to do all their homework. They have to keep their grades up. And if they don't keep their grades up, they get their skateboard taken away.
Wow.
And at the end of the program, all the kids that graduate have to go back and mentor the next kid. So it's that kind of, you know, it's kind
wow.
of a pay it forward thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then one kid who shows the most improvement, and this is the toughest part of it, but one kid that shows the most improvement, we take to the Tony Hawk annual skateboard festival, which is like the biggest deal in the world. You know, if you're a skateboard kid, it's the biggest deal in the world. And they get to go meet Tony Hawk and go to the event. And then the money that we raise has built skate parks all around America in cities that might not get them otherwise.
Unbelievable.
And and then we also do these media centers where there's a recording studio and a video studio in some of the inner cities where they might not get them at the YMCA. So we're partnered up with the YMCA too, and the Tennessee Foundation, Middle Tennessee Foundation. We're partnered up with them to make these things happen with the money that we're raising. And it's pretty neat. Like, we raised some, it's been getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And it's just amazing to see, what people out there in the world, because, you know, Steve, like when I sing a song like What Hurts the Most, I used to not want to sing it anymore because it just reminded me too much of my boy, you know, it just took me back. But at some point, through the fans, the great people, you know, you see them all the time, but you realize that the fans love, they want to heal. They're hurting too. They've got some story, not just about you. They've got a story in their life too that they're living through.
Yeah.
And so it's part of my show now where I always bring up my son and talk about it. And I'm going to meet about 5 or 10 people that I end up hugging out there in the crowd because they just lost somebody or they're, you know, so I'm just trying to make the bad into good. And I ask God every day how to point me in the right direction to help me teach people what I know and to lead me to people to teach me what I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And to make me smarter and wiser and more grateful every day. And, it's all you can do with it, man, because it's this crazy, weird blessing that God gives you when something like this happens, because,
well, you have to search. You have to search high and heavy sometimes. Look what you've done with it. Not only that, you're talking about celebrating the memory of your beautiful son in a way that is spreading all across America, you're talking about. And what you're doing, first of all, from 3 to 5, I used to do a lot of charity events. I still do at times, but I was heavily involved in after-school programs, okay? YMCA is the kings of that. They do a lot. And I'm going to tell you, from 3 to 5 is the time when folks, when kids have both parents working or they have one parent that's raising them and they don't have anybody there, that's the time you get in trouble. That's when you need to be mentored. That's the time if you're not playing a sport or you're not involved in band or you're not, you know, that's your time. So not only that, but then just the way in music and film and skateboarding, I just, man, you know, I got to tell you, and I told you this and I mean this, you guys have been in my prayers for ever since it happened, because my business partner in my record label for many years, he's like a brother, I make the joke that, well, you could almost be my dad, but that would be a weird thing. But him and his wife have lost 2 children, and I go 2 of the 3, and I go, how? And they were high school sweethearts from Detroit, and I said, how do you do it? But he says time, you know, helps. And they celebrate their children's memory. They learn to do it after the pain and what hurts the most, you know, like you said. So So how can people get involved? That's the main thing.
They can just go to jeffreysteele.com and then get, you know, they could just click their way over to the Alex Levasseur Fund.
Okay. Yeah, Alex Levasseur.
Remember Alex.com, but they could just go to jeffersteele.com and find their way there. All, you know, all signs will lead them.
Right. Okay. Well,
but it's we do a benefit show the first Monday in March every year. It's called Jeffrey Steele and Friends. We got to get you on it. You got to come
do it. I'm there. You just tell me. I mean, listen, we got a jet now that comes from Greenville, Mississippi, sort of an American Airlines subsidiary called Contour. We're there in 50 minutes. I mean, it's back and forth to Greenville and Nashville. It's insane.
I love that. Well, buddy, we would love to have you. Well, every year we get, you know, it's called Jeffrey Steele and Friends for a reason. We get like 6, 7, 8, 9, you know, buddies, band, you know, like this year, Jeremy Popoff and AJ from Lit.
Yeah,
they come out every year
love
now.
It.
But Low Cash, Chris Jansen,
sure,
Phil Vassar, Eddie Montgomery.
All friends,
just,
you know.
You know, guys that have, you know, that I've befriended over the years, like yourself, Anthony Smith, Ira Dean. It's a really neat event, and we put on this show and do an auction, and we get some of the coolest auction stuff.
Yeah,
it's pretty neat. Stormy Warren hosts it every year.
We love Stormy. I love it.
Yeah, it's a beautiful theater. Franklin, you've seen the Franklin Theater.
Sure.
And it's a beautiful night. A beautiful night out there every year, and goes on for about 3 hours. It's a real fun time, and then this year we have like a side project. Like, we'll donate $10,000. To a charity that we deemed worthy and cool. And I got to tell you, if I got a minute here, I'm in this crazy...
It's a Mississippi minute. You're good. Move slow. Moves very slow.
I'm in this prayer group that I started, like a text online prayer group. You know, during COVID, like, everybody was talking politics and just losing their minds. I was like, man, we need to start like a prayer group and get like... You know, just get like guys just texting and lifting people up and praying for other people. And we started doing this prayer group, and it went from 5 people to now we're up to 95 people.
Wow. I want in on that.
Yeah, and I will definitely put you in on that, because they will love you. And it's everybody you know. It's all the guys you know that you hung around here in Nashville with forever. So we started the prayer group, and that became a whole nother avenue that opened up, you know what I mean, for us to just...
Sure. I'm Steve Azar in a Mississippi Minute. Jeffrey Steele, don't go nowhere. We're going to be right back. Check out Visit Mississippi. All right. Hey folks, I'm Steve Azar, and this is pretty cool. The Interactive Teller Machine, or ITM, is Guaranty Bank's latest and greatest way to serve us customers more effectively and conveniently. ITMs provide personal face-to-face interaction with a live bank teller without having to leave the comfort and safety of your car. You can conduct almost any transaction as you would inside, including deposits, withdrawals, check cashing, account transfers, and even loan payment. Give the new ITM system at Guaranty Bank a try. And as always, thank you for trusting Guaranty Bank with all your banking need. For more information, go to gbtonline.com. Guaranty Bank, member FDIC.
Got to get that fixed.
Uneven driveways causing headaches? Helms Polyfoam will fix it without tearing up your driveway in the process. We inject polyfoam under settled concrete to stabilize it in a matter of minutes, not days. Polyfoam is used on runways, railways, and highways, so there is no question it will support your driveway. We also repair seawalls, sidewalks, pond dams, retaining walls, and unstable soil. Visit HelmsPolyfoam.com or call Helms Polyfoam at 601-966-7821.
Sleep. Worrying about low CD rates? Do I have enough money to retire? Is my principal safe? IRAs. Don't worry, I can help. And you can sleep better too. Call David Cox, direct, 601-594-8977. 601-594-8977 now.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac Home Standby Generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac Home Standby Generator.
In Central Mississippi, contact Generator Technologies at 601-862-3419. That's 601-862-3419 or online at generator-tec.com.
Give your heart some love with circulation-boosting bioactives, proven to improve blood flow for better oxygen and nutrient delivery. Boost circulation from day one for better cardiovascular performance that keeps improving over time. Try CocoVia Cardio Health Supplement, available as capsule or a powder. Visit CocoVia.com today. That's CocoAvia.com. And use coupon code RADIO20 to get 20% off your order. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease.
Be sure and check out the newly remodeled Basil's in Fondren, where you get simple food done well. And don't forget to drop by Basil's Fountain View at the Renaissance. Go to eatbasils.com for online ordering for both locations. That's Basil's.
Innovative Health Clinic in Ridgeland has your answers for urinary issues. The Incella treatment option for urinary leakage is your solution. Sit down comfortably, remain fully clothed, and get rid of incontinence problems. If you have 10 minutes to spare and think this treatment option could change your life, call Innovative Health Clinic today to set up a free appointment, 601-944-5585, or online at innovativehealthclinic.net.
Research shows moving is one of life's most stressful events, but thanks to Two Men and a Truck Ridgeland, it doesn't have to be. We have everything you need, a professional team who will customize your move, a schedule to fit your convenience Monday through Saturday, and all of the necessary moving supplies, including free padding and stretch wrap to protect your belongings. Don't stress. Let Two Men and a Truck handle your home or business moving needs. Visit twomenandatruck.com for a free, no-obligation estimate.
Pine Grove Behavioral Health and Addiction Services in Hattiesburg is one of the nation's most comprehensive treatment campuses. Pine Grove provides the highest quality mental health care for children, adolescents, and adults. Pine Grove also features several specialty addiction treatment programs for men and women. Additionally, Pine Grove specializes in the treatment of licensed professionals. Please call 1-888-574-HOPE for more information and visit pinegrovetreatment.com.
One of the things I enjoy most about raising catfish is the end result, the fish on the truck headed to the plant. I like that because we raised a good product with a good team and a good result from all the hard work that we've done. I'm Terry Cruz, and I'm proud to be your 2020 Arkansas Catfish Farmer of the Year. We all have to eat. So if you're going to eat, eat U.S. farm-raised catfish.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
I can take the rain on the roof of this. I'm Steve Azar in a Mississippi Minute, Jeffrey Steele. Check out Visit Mississippi, one of Nashville's most outstanding music city, period, music business, or just music in general. Most prolific, most compassionate songwriters, as you can tell. It comes from a deep-rooted place, great upbringing, gone through a whole lot in his life. And
I think that's what it's the best you can do. And again, you know, you get these gifts. God gave me some great gifts. And obviously, like a lot of young men, I completely took them for granted for many years, you know, and spun off the rails and live the life, as they say, you know. But then you start to get to a place of gratefulness, and you start asking God, like, what do you need me to do with this gift? What's my best use of this tool that you gave me?
Right.
How can I make people smile? How can I make people happy? How can I bring them in to hear you, to hear your word? You know what I mean? So I'm subtly, and that started to come out in my lyrics, too. Like, you know, we were talking about, you know, your favorite songwriters. The one that I didn't mention was Steve Robson. Steve Robson from London, who came to me out of nowhere. And, you know, we wrote these crazy songs at the time, like These Days for Rascal Flatts, and which was just way off the charts in terms of what a country song could be, and it ended up being like a, you know, their first big career thing, and it was a different kind of song, which I loved. I could go down these roads I never went down before, which is what I'm all about. And so me and Steve became great friends as writers, and then one day he walks in with this piece of music, and it ended up being My Wish. I wrote the lyric to My Wish over his music, and that's what God does, man. God, like, he'll drop these things on you. And you learn to become the best songwriter you can become. You learn all the mechanics. You learn the craft. You learn how to do the, you know, all the mundane toolbox stuff I always say to my students and stuff that I teach. And it's like, you got to learn all the tricks. So when God drops one down on you, you know where to take it.
Exactly.
And that day he dropped that music down. And
wow.
I told my daughter that morning I was going to write a song for her, and I ended up writing My Wish that day. And I wasn't trying to write it. I never in my career, I can humbly say, I've never tried to write a hit song. I've just tried to write the song that I loved, that I wanted to write, that I loved, that I couldn't wait to go sing.
Well, that's how people, when they hear music, they're not going like, I want to hear a song. They want to hear something that moves them. It's not rocket science. We've turned, you know, our business has turned it into rocket science at times, but you've found the perfect, what do you call it? You're leveled out. You understand that you've got the craft. We know we have to have it. I needed it. I don't need 9-minute songs. I mean, when I was a kid, I was writing songs that, oh my gosh, what am I even saying? I mean, looking back, you know, it's pretty funny, right? But so you need the structure, but then you need to forget about it, throw it away and make it second nature. I'm going to tell you, I have a similar thing. So I loved writing with Tony Colton. Tony Colton wrote Cream songs. He was from England, and I wrote the first song with him when he lost his wife. And the first song that he wrote after 2 years, he said he wandered around for 2 years lost. He said it was greater than the love of his life, right? And so we wrote this song, and he was just a lyricist, but he actually had, you know, you sing it like you say it. So he was actually talking in melody. But anyway, we wrote this, recorded it in my house, and I was at a Catholic retreat with Kevin James, the actor, and my buddy Gary Valentine. They're brothers. Their real name's Niffing. Mm-hmm. They changed their name like you did, for, you know, just for the screen, the TV, and the movies and the music. And it was the most moving.
Let me explain.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let me explain that too when we get a minute. But
yeah. Well, real quick, I just want to say that that song ended up. Kevin heard that song. You always want a home for your song, but without trying.
Yeah.
You know, we weren't trying. And he goes, "I love that song. I want it to be the feature track." And here comes the boom. And then I had the feature track in Mall Cop 2. But the bottom line was, it was out of a place that we were there celebrating prayer. And then that it was never pitched. It was just heard. You know what I'm saying? So
that's the deal, man. In its purest form, man.
In its purest form, exactly. Anyway, go ahead. What were you going to say about name change?
Well, I didn't want to interrupt, but you made me think, like, that was my thing. Like, back in the 80s, nobody could pronounce my name. My name, my real name is Levasseur.
Yeah.
Which is a French-Canadian name. And so as I was playing all these gigs, nobody could ever pronounce my name, you know, and here I am, you know, hanging around with Dwight Yoakam, and my name's Jeff Levasseur, you know. I was like, I got to think of something. I got to come up with something, but I don't want to. I love my name. I love who I am, and I love all that. And my dad passed away in 87, and he was such a huge influence on me. So I grew up working in his machine shop. He was a metal cutter.
Wow.
He cut metal for a living. So I took that, and that's where steel came from.
Wow.
I said, okay, I'm gonna name it after what my dad did,
because
I grew up in my dad's machine shop, and he fired me because he didn't want money to cut my fingers off, you know.
Yeah.
And he was such an influence on my songwriting, and, you know, he's in all my songs. You can hear him in all my songs.
Sure.
What Hurts the Most was actually written about him, and it just goes on and on and on.
Right.
But so I put an E on the end of it to make it French-Canadian.
Yeah. That's pretty
cool. So that was my little plan, you know, it was a tribute to my dad.
We've already stretched it as far as it'll stretch. Yeah, I can't stand it. I could talk to you for months, but we'll talk soon.
Thank you for, it's a real honor to be talking with you, Steve.
Oh,
so
pal.
Great to hook up with you again.
You're the best. Blessings to you, Stephanie and the kids, and everybody.
Thank
go to JeffreySteele.com and check out the foundation, his foundation for his son, Alex. Contribute, get involved. That's what life's all about. We've been with the great Jeffrey Steele. We'll see you later. I'm Steve Azar.
Thanks, buddy.
I'm Steve Azar. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them, where you can take your sweet time.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.